NASA's Parker Solar Probe is on its way to the sun. It was launched this past Sunday from Cape Canaveral. The probe will study the sun's atmosphere. The data will help predict what are called space weather events that can damage things like satellites and disrupt communications and power grids here on Earth. If all goes as planned, it'll get 7 times closer to the sun than any mission before it. One of the challenges is to keep the sun from incinerating your satellite. And one of the key people on the team that had to come up with a sun-proof composite is a material science ceramic engineer, Dennis Nagel. He is also principal research engineer at Johns Hopkins University. He says the starting point on his team's research was to look at how the front edges of the space shuttles have withstood intense heat, in part by reflecting the energy of the sun. The key, Nagel says, is to use the properties of the color white and something in the heat shield that is unfamiliar to most of us civilians.
The carbon-carbon composite, the thermal protection shield, is made up of a sandwich structure with two carbon-carbon composite layers sandwiching in between is a carbon foam, and that handles a tremendous amount of heat. But even with the carbon composite, which is the hottest composite you can have, it can't absorb all the sun's heat. So the goal was to put something on the front that would reflect back a lot of the sun's energy. And so the idea was to put a white coating on that surface to reflect most of the heat. Without the white coating, you got temperatures of 2,500 degrees centigrade. With the coating, if you don't have the white coating, it can go well over 3,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
And what's the coating made of?
It's a ceramic, white ceramics, primarily aluminum oxide. It's a ceramic that's used in many applications, things like spark plugs. And when we put the white coating down, the temperature drops. It is only 1,400 or 1,500 degrees centigrade, so it can take the temperature. And it reflects a major portion of the energy that the sun is impinging on the surface.
Just like we always hear about wearing white clothes in the summer and not black clothes.
So when they talk about sun shield, for example, zinc oxide is what people often use to reflect the heat sun off a person's face when they put down the white zinc oxide.
Right. So for the probe itself, what does this carbon-carbon composite look like? I mean, how does it look on the probe?
Well, the thermal protection shield is about 9 feet in diameter, and it's for the carbon-carbon. Again, it's a structure that's composed of two layers of carbon-carbon, and in between they put a carbon foam. It looks like a regular foam you have in your kitchen, a very fine pore structure that has a very, very low thermal conductivity, so they can trap the temperature from the front surface back to where the scientific instruments are. The instruments have to be at room temperature to make their measurements of the atmosphere around the sun.
And what would the temperature be like on the exterior, and what would it be like on the interior?
Well, the exteriors that they've calculated and shown is going to be right around 2,500 degrees F. And on the interior, all the experiments that they're going to have done and the spectrometers and the equipment is going to be at room temperature.
Room temperature. And that's where all the important stuff is there.
That's right. All the experiments we're going to do to test the solar corona will be run at room temperature. I'm as confident as APL and NASA are that once we've got it in space, and now I think we've done all the tests we can do and imagine of all the situations it's going to see, that the coating will survive.
How long is this probe going to be up there?
It's going to be a 7-year mission, I believe. Every time it goes in proximity to the sun, it has to survive about 8 hours, I believe. And every time it comes around the sun, it gets closer. So in 2025, it's going to be the closest. That's when it's going to be 4 million miles away. So each time it goes around, they'll collect data.
You nervous?
Me?
Yeah.
About that? No.
No. Good. That's a good sign.
For me, it's an interesting one, because by the time they get through the 7 years, you know, I'll be 81.
Oh.
So it's a nice end-of-career project.
But young enough to enjoy it.
That's right.
Dennis Nagel, thank you so much. Really nice to speak with you.
Right, thank you.